Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about ways that the liberal churches are trying to mold their churches around the music and the ways of the world to attract large numbers. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Is truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
Denying ourselves is one of the ways that we carry out verse 21. That means we deny ourselves the desires of the flesh and eyes that are born of pride and vanity from the world. Now, isn't it interesting today that you have different groups that are coming out and telling you, look, use the world's music. You know, if an area you go to likes country music, use country music in your church. If an area you go to uses rock music, use rock music in your church. If the area uses classical, use classical music in your church. Let the area determine that. And don't make your church building look like a church. That's threatening to people. Just buy a storefront. Make it look like something else other than a church. And then don't dress up in nice clothes as if you're going to worship God. Dress up casually. Don't get dressed up like you're going to a wedding. Don't get dressed up like you're going to a funeral. Don't get dressed up like you're going to a special event. No. Get dressed very casually and very sloppy if you want to. Act like you're getting ready to go play ball. Act like you're getting ready to clean house or whatever. Just dress that way, because we don't want in any way to be threatening to the world so that they will come and be part of us. Don't try to sound like a church. Don't try to look like a church. Well, my friend, we are out to win them, but we're to win them to Christ and from the world. Now, we're not out just to win their friendship or to win their membership in our church if there's no change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And my friend, no, we won't get as many numbers as others will by doing those things. In the last days, evidently, they're going to do a lot of those other things, because the Bible lets us know the church of Laodicea is increased with goods. They don't have a need of numbers. They got great numbers. But the Lord says they're lukewarm. They make him sick on his stomach. He wants to spew them out of his mouth. He says they're rich, they're poor, they're blind, they're naked, they're miserable. Now, they think they're great. But in God's sight, they're pretty low when churches are that way. The word superfluity in this passage means exceeding measure and overflowing above the ordinary. The engrafted word is a gardening term. It's giving us the analogy of gardening. In this context, we are to lay apart, which literally means to pull out by the roots. And what are we to pull out by the roots? Naughtiness. Today, we associate that word with something juvenile. The old English had the idea of wickedness. And we know all wickedness is filthy and superfluous. Every form of wickedness, whether it's in thought, word, or deed, must be rooted out of the life of a Christian. In the Greek lexicons, this word for naughtiness is defined as an evil habit of the mind. Wickedness. Wherefore, do it now. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness right now. Receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls right now. That is the idea in this passage. Do it, and do it right now. It is not enough to restrain evil affections. They must be cast from us. Don't just try to appease those evil affections. Destroy them altogether. Root them out, is what he's saying. Lay them apart from you. This not only extends to outward sin, it's to all sin of the thought and affection, as well as the speech and practice. In short, all filthiness in the sphere of wherefore, right now, get it all out. Now, we are called upon to suppress other corrupt affections. As well as the anger of verses 19 and 20, you are to separate it from you, that is, root it out, and never go back to it again. Now, notice it says all. Not a watered-down version of it that seeks to justify itself. Separate from you all of it, and never go back to it again. All has the idea of not even a watered-down version of it. So, how do we lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness? How do we do this? Well, by receiving with meekness the engrafted word. Now, to receive with meekness, we must accept God's dealings and word with us as good. We therefore do not resist it or dispute it. The people in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they searched the scripture to see if those things were so. Listen, you don't have to dispute what I'm saying. Just check the scriptures and to see if it is so. When the flesh enjoys something, it will fight every way it can in order to hold on to it. It'll find excuses to give to justify it. Sometimes a person will say, well, I just can't see it that way. And they're probably right. They are walking in the flesh and not walking in the Spirit. And if they're not walking in the Spirit, it's quite likely they can't see it because they are spiritually blind. And unfortunately, they are willingly spiritually blind. Now, when you receive something with meekness, that means that you are a teachable person. You ever see a person goes on a job and after 1 month, they almost feel like they know more than the owner, the bosses, the inventor, or whatever. And we've all come across a person like that. Just after they've worked on a job a month, they think they know everything there is to know about it. And sometimes you'll see this happen with young men that go to college to study for the ministry, and they come home and they think they know it all, or they graduate, and they really think they know it all. And boy, you want to ask in about 10 years, how much have you learned since you found out you knew it all? Okay? And you see, sometimes we have to go through a lot of humbling as preachers so that we realize we don't know it all, so we'll continue to learn. Well, we need to receive with meekness the engrafted word. Engrafted has the idea of implanted. Only as the word of God is implanted, that is, grafted into our hearts, only then does it become united with our heart. That is why it is so necessary to meditate in God's word day and night. It's not just enough to, say, have a time set aside every day. Maybe you do it in the morning, maybe in the evening, where you read the Word of God. If you have that time set aside where you read, but then you never think on the Word of God as you go throughout the next day and all that till you read it again, then, my friend, you are losing so much, and it's not getting real rooted. Unless the truth becomes rooted in us through faith, and we say faith, we mean living by that truth, regardless of the circumstances. And until then, the fruit of righteousness cannot be brought forth. But as the Word of God roots itself more deeply in us, then a new life develops. The old life dies. I die daily, as Paul says, and then I become more godly. And godliness then begins to grow in my life through the Word of God. We ought to walk in godliness. We ought to grow in godliness. It's difficult to accept the Bible's illumination of many sins that are in our lives. But if we submit to the Word of God, then it will save our souls. Now, that's not speaking of avoiding hell. Rather, to keep us from being ashamed at His appearing. It will deliver us from the power of sin, and it will also deliver us from the shameness of lost reward at the judgment seat of Christ. Don't forget, this is addressed to Christians. The engrafted word will nurture a controlled tongue. How many churches have had the tongue quench the work of the Holy Spirit within it? How many homes have seen the tongue divided? What about the workplace? How many jobs have been lost, positions lost because of the tongue? If we speak out of anger, revenge, or detraction, then, my friend, our speech will not be pleasing unto God. It will not be godly. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Never allow your imaginations or reasonings ignite your tongue and passions. Oh, friend, it will cast a shadow of doubt upon the truth in your heart. Friend, you don't have to speak your mind unless you enjoy appearing foolish. Do not twist the scriptures in order to advance your own agenda, our own preconceived notions, because that too is wickedness. We are to humbly and meekly receive and obey the Word of God, not to question it. Now, there's a popular slogan today, question authority. And there are situations where we do probably need to question authority. But my friend, when it comes to God, when it comes to God's Word, when it comes to God's truth, never, never question it. Rather, obey it. Let the Word of God tell us our faults, whether it's through our devotions, whether it's through a Sunday school teacher, a pastor, or an evangelist. And let us take it patiently and thankfully, in everything giving thanks, because this is how we are made godly by the Word of God. So, my friend, as a Christian, we give this to you that you may learn to live godly in Christ Jesus. But understand, if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you will suffer persecution. But don't stop there. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.